Chapter 10. The cook and the maid that the old gentleman sent were very nice. They made the tea and cleaned the house. Mrs. Viney came 2 days a week to do the washing. Because Mother didn't have to do the cleaning and the cooking, she had time to give the children lessons. The children didn't like lessons. They were very boring. Mother took care of Jim, and she had time to play games and make up poems for the children. It was just like it had been before the children came to Three Chimneys. Mother wrote a poem about each of the children. Mother knew the lessons were boring, but the children needed to learn them. Mother's poems made the lessons more enjoyable. The children went to sit with Jim after lessons. He told them stories about the grammar school and the boys he went to school with. Mother listened to Jim's stories too and wrote a poem about his school. Jim was very pleased with the poem. He even learned it by heart. Jim and Peter played games together, the kind of games boys like. As Jim got better, the children thought that they should do something nice for him. As Jim got better, the children thought they should do something nice for him. Lying in bed all day was very boring. "It's no good. I can't think of anything," said Peter. "Maybe something splendid will happen on its own," said Phyllis. "Sometimes splendid things happen on their own. I wish something would happen," said Bobby. Something splendid did happen, all on its own. It was only 4 days after Bobby had made her wish. It had been a long time since the children had gone to the railway. They didn't like leaving Jim on his own. "I wonder if the railway missed us. We never go to see it now," said Phyllis. "Oh, we must," said Bobby. "Perks has been to see us, and the signalman too," said Peter. "I didn't mean the people. I mean the railway itself," said Phyllis. "We stopped waving at the Green Dragon and sending our love to Father," said Bobby. "Let's go today," said Phyllis. The children walked down to the railway. They nearly missed the Green Dragon going by. Phyllis's bootlace kept coming undone. They got to the railway and waved their handkerchiefs. "Take our love to Father," they shouted. The old gentleman was on the train. He waved at them. It was an odd wave. He was trying to tell them something. The children looked at the train. All the passengers were waving at the children. It was very strange. "Well," said Peter. "Well," said Bobby. "Well," said Phyllis. "What is going on?" Peter asked. "I don't know. Maybe the old gentleman told the passengers to wave," said Bobby. And that's just what had happened. The old gentleman got to the station early. He told all the passengers on the train something and told them to wave at the children. All of them had agreed. It was something about a story in the newspaper. "What a strange thing," said Peter. The old gentleman was waving his newspaper. "Do you think there is something in that?" asked Bobby. "Don't be silly," said Phyllis. "I think he was trying to tell us about something in the newspaper. I think something splendid is about to happen," said Bobby. Don't forget, she knew where Father was, and Peter and Phyllis didn't. Bobby was very bad at lessons that day. She was thinking about the old gentleman who was waving the newspaper. "Are you all right, Bobby?" Mother asked. She was worried that Bobby was ill. I feel strange, Mother. Can I go for a walk and miss lessons? Bobby asked. Of course, said Mother. Bobby ran out of the house. She went to the garden. All the flowers are waiting for something to happen, she thought. She went to the station to see Perks. She went past the post office. The lady at the post office came out. She hugged Bobby and gave her a kiss. God bless you, she said, and went back inside the post office. Everyone in the village had something nice to say to Bobby as she went by. Oh, something is going to happen, said Bobby. It was so strange to see everyone being so nice. The people in the village were nice, but everyone has a bad day now and then. The station master came to see Bobby. He hugged her. The 11:54 is late, he said, and went into his office. Bobby couldn't find Perks anywhere. She sat on the platform and thought. Perks came onto the platform just before the 11:54 arrived. Well, if this is the train, you've done very well, said Perks. Bobby didn't know what he meant. He had a newspaper in his hand. Everyone she had seen that day had a newspaper. Perks kissed Bobby on both cheeks. I don't know what is going on, said Bobby. Have you not seen the newspaper? Asked Perks. No. What is in the newspaper? Bobby asked. Then the train came. Perks went to his place, and Bobby still didn't know what was happening. It was all too strange. She couldn't think what it was at all. Only three people got off the train. One was a farmer, the next a lady, and the third... Oh, Father! Bobby cried. She ran across the platform and hugged Father. She didn't want to let go. Everyone on the train looked out of the window. It was a splendid thing to happen. Father was very pale, but he was happy to see Bobby. I knew something splendid was going to happen, Bobby said. She took Father back to Three Chimneys. They walked through the village. Mother didn't get my letter, Father asked. No letters came today. Oh, Father, it's really you, said Bobby. They stopped outside the house. Bobby, go in and tell Mother. It's all right. They got the man who did it. Everyone knows it wasn't Father, Father said. I knew it wasn't true. So did Mother and the old gentleman, said Bobby. The old gentleman found out what happened. He got me out. Mother sent a letter when you found out. She told me how good you all have been. My dear Bobby, said Father. Bobby went into the house and Father stayed outside. He stood in the garden and looked at all the flowers. He saw the railway where his children had made lots of friends and done so many good things. Mother had told Father everything that happened in her letters. He looked at the swallows' nests. The swallows were using them. Three Chimneys was a very pretty place. Bobby went to Mother. She didn't cry, but she wanted to. Bobby took Mother's hand and quietly said, It's all right. They got the man who did it. Everyone knows it wasn't Father. Mother looked at Bobby in a strange way. Bobby went to the door and opened it. Peter and Phyllis didn't know what was happening. Bobby stood at the door and said, Come in, Father. Father came into the house. Father! Cried Peter. Father! Cried Phyllis. Mother started crying when she saw him. She hugged him very tightly. There was lots of crying. It was a splendid thing to happen. This is the end of the story about the railway children. They had lots of adventures. They saved lots of people and made lots of friends. And don't worry about Jim. His leg did get better. In a white house by the railway, there was lots of happy crying, where once there was lots of sad crying. The story began with Father going away, so it is only right to end with Father coming home.